shoes, you got shoes.
I believe with most African Americans, philanthropy does start in the church, because most African Americans, that's where their roots are.
Those roots established the Black Church as a core institution for African American philanthropy, not only providing for religious and spiritual needs, but also meeting psychological, financial, educational, and humanitarian needs.
When you stop and think of the contributions, especially of the church, over 400 years, people just being able to take care of other people, I think it's that which has generated the consciousness of helping people in the African American community.
The church would be the organization that would assist people in the community with needs.
Well, church goes beyond the walls of the church. Church is a structure. To me, giving is part of the church activity.
As African Americans look to give to organizations outside of the church, community foundations have emerged as a vehicle for long-term giving. The Hampton Roads Community Foundation has awarded more than $265 million in grants and scholarships, thanks to generous donors from all walks of life. The first endowed fund established by an African American donor at the Community Foundation was created in 2008. The anonymous donor has inspired other African Americans to become Community Foundation donors.
We were introduced to this Hampton Roads Community Foundation by a friend, and I discovered that they were doing some wonderful things. And when you stop and think about someone who started an organization in 1950, about $2,500, and now it's about $310 million, I think that's quite an accomplishment. But it shows you what you can do when people put their funds together or put their efforts together, and it multiplies.
We established the Dixon Settle Fund as a result of my wanting to do something to honor my mother. The goal of the fund is to help women in terms of their needs, and we left it kind of open because needs change.
I had heard a little about the Community Foundation, and I knew through a couple of people who were members of Reverend Murray's church how they were giving and what the impact was. And I wanted what I was doing to have that kind of an impact.
Being a scholarship recipient was a tremendous blessing for me. And I just wanted to pass that blessing on to others. I started the scholarship fund in honor of my mother because she was such a great inspiration to me.
All people can be philanthropists to, you know, follow whatever their passions or whatever they see.
You don't have to have a lot. You just have to have the desire.
People from all walks of life, all ethnicities, can give to make a difference.
When I give, I feel that I'm participating in making the playing field level for everyone.
Let's start doing things now where we can experience the joy that it brings.
You don't get much joy from the grave.